Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
DVOA and points per game. These are the things that usually tell us which teams are heading to the Super Bowl and which teams we should be taking serious. Right now, and I wanted to point these teams out individually, there are only three teams in the NFL who are both top 10 in points per game on offense and top 10 in points per game on defense. Just three. Those teams are Kansas City, as you can imagine. After last night's games, they are the sixth best already. Remember we were talking about they could be a top? They are already, even with the bad games to start the year, the sixth best points per game offense in the NFL and the third best points per game defense. Pretty good. The only other two teams, Indianapolis and Seattle.
And Seattle is a team I think people are finally starting to give them some respect as well. I know they're, you know, Sam Darnold and Seattle is a franchise you kind of just, in a weird way, they just don't get talked about all that much.
Fifth and sixth, respectively, for them.
Jackson Smith and Jigba is also finally. He was an all 32 topic. I think
he's been three
or 4 weeks ago. He to me should be getting way more attention than he's had type of season. And Seattle
by the
now
year, he might enter the Jamar Chase. Justin Jefferson.
Legitimate top 10 receiver. Yeah. Legitimate top 10 receiver. And I know people say, well, he's just getting a ton of volume. Yeah, but if you watched, again, the game last night on the national stage, if you haven't watched any of their noon kickoffs, or I guess for them, 325 kickoffs that they've had, I mean, he's getting open whenever he wants to get open. I mean, his route running has improved. He's now on the outside instead of just in the slot. Awfully impressive for Seattle. And then what you mentioned, the Colts, no surprise. I mean, that's why they're 6-1.
I guess what it is do we view those... Like, if I told you there were only three, that's why this goes back to the lead almost in a way. Like, this is part of the reason the Chiefs are such a heavy favorite. Buffalo doesn't have a top 10 defense for what feels like the first time in a really long time. New England, as good as they've been with Drake May, they don't have a top 10 defense under Mike Vrabel yet. Washington is a top scoring team. These are the teams that are in that category. Dallas, Detroit, like teams like Detroit, we think Detroit's a really good team. Even they don't have a defense that rivals or is up in that category. The way I start looking at this, and I'm curious to see how this plays out, is, and do we view the Chiefs this way? Do we think the Chiefs are a top 10 offense and defense? Do the numbers match up with what you see on the field? Because that's really the truth of the matter is the schedule, the opponents, the teams, the offenses they faced. Because right now, Kansas City, how many of the top 10 offenses did they face? That'll tell you whether or not their defensive metric is true. They have faced Detroit, who's the third best offense in the NFL. That's it, right? They haven't faced Green Bay.
No.
They will face Indy and Dallas, 1 and 2. They will face later on Washington this week, a top 10 offense. So is that the next 3 weeks? Do three of the next 4 weeks they have three of the top 10 offenses in the NFL?
Yeah, if that keeps up.
cool. I'll make a decision about the defense. Talk to me in a month about whether they're serious. Defense. Let's talk about if Kansas City's scored against them. Right now, the top 10 defense in the NFL, Kansas City has faced none, right? Not Houston, Rams, Denver, New England, Seattle, San Francisco, Indy, Atlanta, or Minnesota or Green Bay. Those are tied. They haven't faced a single top 10 defense. So where do they go against those? What I'm saying is, like, my eye test tells me yes, but I do think there's some competition part where we got to, like, put all the pieces together in order to do it. Although Kansas City's offense might be hurting the teams they're facing in the top 10
defense. That was what I was going to say. I know it is 7 weeks in, but when you put up 31 or 30 on Detroit, that knocks them down quite a bit. Or you put up, 37 on a Baltimore team or whatever, right? That's going to change.
Baltimore's even worse in the league, but yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, it
Detroit
all
has the 12th best points per game defense. Still, they would probably be top 10 if it wasn't for Kansas City.
You can still swing one way or the other on these standings or these rankings based on one game. I mean, the Chiefs defensively, when you go and you shut out an opponent, you're going to flip. It's basically a 60-point swing in some cases, depending on who you're going up against. I mean, that's what's crazy about it. One shutout in the league, you jump up 10 spots, 8 spots.
But everyone has the same opportunity, and it's a season-long
stat.
No, I
think the Chiefs are a top five offense and a top 10 defense, and I think that'll be the case at the end of the season as well.
Yeah. No, I think, the offense, the fact that they're already at 6th only strengthens they're going to be the best offense in football. The only competition I think they have for best offense in football this year is the Colts, because the Colts are balanced. They have offensive line play. They have good quarterback play. They can run the ball. They have they have one thing the Chiefs don't have, which is an elite, top of the league level running back playing as a top of the league level running back. So, like, that's the one thing they possess. Kansas City doesn't. They have a tight end who's playing really well. Chiefs tight end's playing really well. They have a wide receiver group that's playing really well. The Chiefs have, nothing else is really different. They just have an elite level running back, and it's changing it. Just interesting. 7 weeks into the season, they're one of only 3 teams in the top 10 on offense and defense.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.